just wanted to reach out and create this short little video for you because it's been such a long time since we spent any time together whatsoever. Too long, in fact. But the good news is that will be changing soon. Jay and myself will be coming back at you with the Jay and Rob Toy Show pretty soon, I think, probably starting in October. Best guess anyway, because of course, Action Figure Adventure Season 2 is coming at you. I think it's October 19th is our world premiere on Super Channels, Jinx Esports TV Canada. Really excited to share that season with you, of course. And we're going to get all into that as well. But today I wanted to spend some time talking about Masters of the Universe. Ah, yes, that glorious brand that never goes away, always seems to have a rebirth every 20 years, and capture a new fan base into the mythos and the legends of Eternia. In particular, I wanted to talk to you today about a book that I had sent my way. Now, this is an informal review. This book was sent my way, so I should say that. I didn't have a chance to purchase this, although I would have if it was available, but it's been kind of small batch, craft printed, kind of shared amongst a small group of friends and families, the community, if you will. And the book I'm talking about specifically is He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, an official guide to the 2002 cartoon by Jukka Isakainen. Now, Jukka is he's a really knowledgeable guy. He helped out with some information and, of course, the 2002 materials for our documentary, Power of Grayskull, the definitive history of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, which, by the way, you can check out. I think it's on Amazon Prime in the US, potentially the UK. It's also on Super Channel in Canada. And in the US, you can also check it out on Tubi. Of course, that's the definitive history, like I said, on everything He-Man. But there's way more in this book that Jukka Isakainen, I'm doing my best with that pronunciation. I even asked Jukka, how do you say your name? I don't want to mess this up. I'm really bad with names. But Jukka has so much information in this book. It's an episode guide, of course, much like some of the other episodes guides we've seen. James Etok has a crazy awesome episode guide on the Filmation cartoon that Dark Horse published. But this is pretty much the same kind of thing. Now, there isn't any imagery in this book at all. I'm going to just kind of flip to some random pages. You can see all the text and whatnot, all the different information. They have it breaking down. Jukka has it, for example, he'll have the title at the top. You'll have like the air date, the US air dates, the different scripts, who wrote it, what, and all that kind of stuff. He'll talk about the cast. He'll have a detailed synopsis. There'll be a moral at the end, of course. My favorite part of all of these episodes and this breakdown are the curious translations of the episode title. So, for example, Night of the Shadow Beasts, that random one that I opened up to, the curious translations of the episode. In Germany, it is Shade Loving Ragtag. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it in German. And in Italy, it translates to Afraid of the Dark. There's a few other ones in here that also kind of give away some stuff. So, for example, the episode that we know as Lessons, written by the late, great Larry DiTilio, translates in Germany to Duel of the Mages, but it's also in Italy known as the Ramstone. So, actually, some really cool alternate episode headings. They also have the Cartoon Network episode description. So for this one in Lessons, it says, when Skeletor acquires the Ramstone, Orko must save the day. So you can see how Duel of the Mages, both Skeletor and Orko being mages, works. And of course, the Ramstone. It's a pretty obvious on-the-nose description for it. But yeah, it's there's also tons of trivia that you can find in every episode here. There's script alterations as well and deleted scenes mentioned. It's honestly overwhelming. And again, if there was imagery, and I understand why there's no imagery in here, because that could be a legal issue, which makes sense. You would want to avoid that. Imagine that, legal issues with something connected to Masters of the Universe. Never! But it's true. It does happen. You know, that's the thing that would take this up to the next level. So out of 5 stars, I definitely give this 4, a solid 4. I love this iteration. That's probably what's pushing it as 4. If you're a casual He-Man fan, this is probably 3.5. But as my favorite version. I want to give it 4.5, but having those images would be that full extra star. Still, I could spend days and days just going through this. Like a coffee table book, you can pick it up and just flip to your favorite episode. If you can't remember what the episode is, there's more than enough information to burn through in 20 seconds to jog your memory. And of course, these episodes are now airing on the Masters of the Universe YouTube channel, I believe. And if not, they're fairly available if you know where to look, if you know what I'm saying. So Yuka Isekainen's unofficial guide to the 2002 He-Man and the Masters of the Universe cartoon. Awesome, awesome book. Check it out if you can. Of course, it was made by Mike Young Productions. Dean Stefan was the story editor and I believe one of the showrunners on it. He was such a kind soul. We got to interview him for Power of Grayskull. And that was the one interview. It was like day two of PowerCon, which was really exciting for me because I'd never been to a PowerCon before. And we all hung out that night and had a lot of fun hanging out, buying each other a couple drinks here and there, hanging out, talking about Masters of the Universe, as you do at PowerCon. And I was pretty nervous about interviewing Dean the next day. We also interviewed Alan Oppenheimer the next day as well, that same day. I think just before we got to meet with Dean. So if you actually look at Power of Grayskull, you'll see that they're both in the same hallway. We just shot one on one side and on the other side, I think Alan was close to the interior wall and Dean was by the window. So good times for sure. But yeah, just wanted to take a few moments and let you know about that awesome book from Yuka. It's out there. Please check it out. Your reading collection will not be complete without that unofficial guide to 2002. And of course, there's been lots of stuff on Filmation's He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but not so much on the 2002 cartoon. There should be more, especially since, you know, we've got Revelation now coming out. And of course, the CG kid-friendly animated show on Netflix. I wonder what's going to become of the fate of this 2002 era cartoon in the world of fandom. I wonder if New Adventures is going to get a little bit more attention as well now that there's more going on out there and how people rank their favorite fandoms. What will rise to the top? Will it always seemingly be Filmation at the top? Will 2002 rise a bit more? Where will Revelation sit? I'd love to hear what you think on your favorite iteration of Masters of the Universe, or at least the pros of every era. What are the pros, not the cons, because it's so easy to poke holes in any of this stuff. It's a kid show, ultimately, and it's hard to make these shows great, especially looking back as an adult with adult eyes. I want to know all your favorite things about every iteration of Masters of the Universe, all the shows. What are your favorite parts, your favorite components that have been out there? Hit me up in the comments, like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Jane Rob Toy Show is coming back soon. Again, I'm predicting October at this point, which means we've got month to go, if that. And of course, who knows what else might be coming down the YouTube channel highway. Maybe a return of the real Nintendo Quest, maybe some other stuff. I've been playing with some trading cards as of late too. Yes, Rob, you can never let go of anything that's collectible. It's a vice and it is so much fun. So thanks for watching, thanks for listening to me talk about Yuka's book. Check it out if you can, seek it out, get some information on it. Get a copy if you can. There's also two covers of this. I got this version. I think the cover art was done by Ken Coleman. I'll do a quick check on that. I'm sure it says in here. This is the first printing cover layout and artwork by Ken Coleman. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll talk soon. Take care. Cheers.